Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, withdrew his Fidesz party from the European People's Party, the centre-right and largest grouping in the European Parliament. This came as the EPP agreed to rules that would make it much easier to expel a delegation from a country, like Hungary, that violates the rule of law. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon faced tough questions from a parliamentary committee at Holyrood about her mishandling of allegations of sexual harassment levelled at Alex Salmond, her predecessor. A jury found Mr. Salmond not guilty of all charges a year ago. Britain's Supreme Court ruled that Shamima Begum could not return to the country to challenge the government's decision to strip her of her citizenship. At the age of 15, Ms. Begum left Britain to join Islamic State in Syria and is stuck in a camp there. The court decided that her rights to a fair hearing did not override public safety concerns. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor opened an investigation into alleged war crimes in the Palestinian territories since June 2014. After a preliminary examination, she said charges could be filed against both Israelis and Palestinians. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Iran was behind an explosion that damaged an Israeli-owned commercial vessel in the Gulf of Oman. Days later, one of his ministers linked Iran to an oil spill off Israel's coast that has caused grave environmental damage. Amnesty International accused government forces in Mozambique, mercenaries working with them, and the jihadists they are battling of committing war crimes. A report by the human rights group said the warring parties have indiscriminately killed hundreds of civilians.
Coronavirus briefs.
Joe Biden promised that there would be enough COVID-19 vaccine for every adult in America by the end of May. This came after the White House negotiated a deal by which Merck will help produce the one-shot dose developed by Johnson & Johnson. Facing criticism about the slow speed of its vaccination drive, the French government said people aged 65 to 74 would now be able to get the AstraZeneca shot. People over 75 still must have either the Pfizer or Moderna jab. Colombia became the first country in Latin America to receive vaccines through the COVAX distribution program, backed by the World Health Organization. The governor of Texas ordered the lifting of most restrictions relating to COVID-19, saying his state was open for business 100%. Health officials warned that this was too soon.